The church has us solemnly meditate on the passion of our Lord, which doesn't simply include the reality of his crucifixion, but all that would happen prior to it, especially with regards to his betrayal by one of his own, and the rest of the apostles then leaving, save St. John. And then St. Peter, the prince of the apostles, denying that he even knew our Lord, which is what we do every time we sin and put ourselves under the dominion of the devil, renouncing the Christ as king and embracing Satan as our ruler. The church has us commemorate this with a degree of solemnity because we often take it for granted. We often not contemplate the reality. But she also does it on Palm Sunday because she wants us to be prepared for the sacred Triduum, which is not so well embraced by modern Catholics. The manifold graces God sends during the Triduum are more so than any other time during the year because it commemorates and allows us to be sacramentally present to every profound mystery that is the center of our Catholic faith, the reality of the Incarnation, the reality of the Immaculate Conception, the reality of the Most Blessed Sacrament, the reality of the sacramental life of the Church, the reality of forgiveness from sins due to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ suffering and dying on the cross. These things we often do not consider because, again, we take them for granted. But if we do consider them, especially during the Triduum, the manifold graces, we'll be able to participate in them. And these graces are transforming. These graces can make us what we are supposed to be according to the mind and plan of God, and not what we usually end up being according to our own mind and plans, which in the end is the devil in disguise, leading us to pride and self-love. And we're only concerned about ourselves and not about, first and foremost, what we owe to God, our Father and Creator, and what we owe to Jesus Christ, His only Son, our Lord, who gives us His very self, body, blood, soul, divinity, in the Blessed Sacrament, and allows us, through the great power of God, the Holy Spirit, to know and experience sacramentally the very life of Christ Himself. So be mindful during this week, as Catholics are supposed to be, mindful of our Lord's passion, mindful of all that occurred before the crucifixion, during and after. Once we're aware of that, then we begin to see our desperate need for the Christ, which would compel us and impel us to make ourselves present to the Triduum, which would impel us to participate in the life of grace more earnestly as we ought to during the Triduum Holy Week. And therefore be transformed by the grace, recognizing that even though the world denies it and even some in the church deny it, Jesus said, "Be perfect as your heavenly Father is perfect." And indeed, the reality that without me you can do nothing, we know that to be true, as Jesus said in the Gospel of John. And therefore, the grace that he affords us, especially the graces that come from his suffering and death, that can be the only means by which we reach perfection. And perfection is our ultimate goal, our ultimate end, for something is perfect when it does what it was designed to do. And our ultimate end is to be in heaven. And therefore, living the life in Christ, living a life away from sin, living a life in truth, living a life in charity, living a life in faith and hope, living a life in goodness, living a life worthy of Christ the King, a life where we're docile to Christ the King, and a life where we base ourselves on divine revelation as it is given to us by the Church in her teachings, her sacred scripture, her magisterium. Her overall tradition leads us to the Christ because it is all about the Christ. Let us allow this Holy Week then to be one that transforms us, one that changes everything for us, one that truly detaches us from worldly wisdom, which is foolishness to God, and indeed attaches us to the wisdom of God, where we live first and foremost for Him, and then find meaning in our own particular eyes, discovered why God has planted us where we are, why God has given us the lives that we have, and what God wants of us. The salvation of our own soul, and the salvation of the souls of those we love, and even the salvation of the souls of those who are complete strangers, and even those who cause us difficulty. Whatever the case may be, without grace it is not possible. Avail yourselves of the profound graces that will come during this Triduum and Holy Week in general. Avail yourselves of every opportunity to attend the Holy Sacrifice of the Mass and commemorate these great mysteries. Avail yourselves of the profound river of grace that flows during Holy Week. Jump into the river and, yes, be carried by it to where Christ desires you to go for your holiness, for your salvation, and live truly the adventure that is the Catholic life, not a life of slavery, not a life of mediocrity, not a life of disillusionment and slavery to passion as the world and the devil want us to live, but the life that Christ wants us to live, a life in true freedom, true charity, true goodness, true beauty. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen.